Now, if that's your testimony, somebody open your mouths and give him praise this morning. Somebody say hallelujah, because he's worthy. He's worthy, he's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many know that there is only one name with the power to save? There is only one name with the power to heal, the power to deliver, and his name is Jesus. It's the name above every name. There's no name greater. There's no one stronger. Hallelujah. There is only one name. There is only one name with power to save. With power to save. Come on, somebody help me. Say, there is only one name.
There is only one name.
Praise the Lord, brethren. Good evening. God bless you all.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Bless the Lord. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. My apologies for being late. There is a liar. I just could not find the link. I went to find Zoom. I just could not find the Zoom app on my phone. I just could not find anything. But thanks be to God, I fought back and I'm here. And we're here to give God praise, and we are here to give him all the glory. You know, sometimes when the enemy do things, you know, want to detour us, derail us, and cause us a detour, let us just fight. Let us just push and go through. And at the end of the day, I know that God, who is fighting for us and fighting with us, he's able to allow us to be victorious. God bless us as we come this evening, and we come to do nothing else, not to pray, not to fast, not to do anything in anyone's business, but just to give glory, honor, and praise to our God, our Jehovah, our Rapha, our King, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord, our Amen. Master.
Praise
God. And hallelujah. As we will come to do so, what I implore us that we lay every weight aside, everything. Just like the athlete will be on the track, they will not be wearing no joggers and no thick jacket, but they will put on light clothes and lightweight running shoes and make themselves ready for the race. So should we tonight. All of the baggage, all of the luggage, all of everything, clear our mind. And, you know, get ready to be in the presence of the Lord, to be feast from his table, and to be surrounded by his glory. And so tonight, as we come to worship, I pray that our hearts will be in tune, and we pray that all the scattering thoughts will be gathered, and our mind and all will be focused and centered on the Lord. My apologies again, and without further ado, I will now hand over to our dear Sister Radian for our devotional exercise. God bless you as we pray together. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Good evening. Did you send Sister Radian or Sister Cadian?
I think it's Sister Cadian.
Yeah, she said Sister Radian, but it's Sister Cadian.
Okay.
Sister
Cadian, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Good evening. God bless
Amen.
You all.
Amen.
Blessings.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Cadian,
I'm muted, sis.
I unmute myself, but it keep muting. Good night. I'm sorry, everyone. Blessings again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I am at work, so if you guys hear anything in the background, I am sorry. I was supposed to get off, but it didn't work. But I'm still here, you know, doing the good work of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to, tonight devotion is, I'm going to read a Bible verse that the Lord had laid upon me to read. It's a full, it's coming from Deuteronomy 7, reading Deuteronomy 7, 11, verse 11 to the end, I'm sorry, and then Deuteronomy 8, 1 to 3. Okay, when you guys find it, you can let me know so I can start, please. Am I muted again?
Sorry, so she said Deuteronomy 7, 1 to 3?
Deuteronomy 7, 11 to the end, and then
11, okay.
Right, and then Deuteronomy 8, 1 to 3.
Okay, thank you.
Amen. Finding everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hallelujah. Father, who art in heaven above, you are holy, you are mighty, you are awesome, and you are wonderful. I worship you, I exalt you, I lift you on high because you are God alone. You alone sit in your high place. No one can take your seat. No one can stand before you and proclaim that they are Almighty God, who you are, because you alone is God. Father, I thank you today, Almighty God, for our very lives, for the breath that we are breathing. Because if you didn't give this breath, O God Almighty, if you didn't give us breath in our body, Almighty God, we wouldn't be able to breathe. So sometimes, Lord God Almighty, we complain about stuff, Father God, and we are blessed to be breathing today. And I just want to worship you, thank you, honor you, and magnify you for the breath of life. Father, as I'm about to do this devotion, Holy Spirit of the living God, I ask that you slay flesh right now, Holy Spirit, and take over, because you are within us, and your word said, greater is he than that is in us than he that is in the world. So I'm asking you to take over our flesh right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us accept your words, O God Almighty, with our spiritual ears and not with the ears of flesh, Almighty God, so we can get out of your word what, oh God Almighty, your intention for us to get out of your word, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Almighty God, I ask that you use me as a vessel right now. Wash me clean, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, from every spot, every snare, every dot, every stripe of darkness that I may have inside of me. Wash me clean right now, Holy Spirit, and let your light shine through me right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the word, oh God Almighty, that you will bring forth to us tonight, let it be for one and all, Almighty God, even though I am the one who is bringing the word, oh God Almighty, I am the vessel, let it be unto me also, Almighty God, when you are correcting us with your rod of correction. Some people does not like it, but Almighty God, I love the rod of correction, because it is love, Almighty God, why you correct us. So tonight I ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, that your word may be precise and frank, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and be the way oh you want it to be, and not the way oh I want it to be delivered, but the way oh you want it to be delivered. I ask right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will have your own way, that you will sit in the midst of us, oh God Almighty, while your name get the glory and the praise and the honor, in
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I commanded thee this day, to do them before, to do them, I'm sorry, wherefore it shall come to pass, if he hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and be and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of the womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, the increase of thy kind and the flock of thy sheep, in the land which he swore unto thy fathers to give it thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barring among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil desire of the Egyptian, evil disease, I'm sorry, of the Egyptian. The evil disease of Egypt, I'm sorry, which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee, and thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Then I shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispose them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt, the great temptation which thine eyes saw, and the sign and the wonders, and thy mighty hands, and the stretched out arms, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. So shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Moreover, the Lord thy God will send the harness among them until they that are left and hid themselves from thee be destroyed. Thou shalt not be a frigid at them, sorry, for the Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. And the Lord thy God will put out these nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beasts of the field increase upon thee. But the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings into thine hands, and thou shalt destroy their names from under the heavens. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou have destroyed them. The graven image of their gods shall he burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be cursed like it, but thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. All right, Deuteronomy 8, 1 to 3. All the commandments which I commanded thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swear unto thy fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And I'm sorry, three and last, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manner which thou knowest not, neither did thy father know, that he might be, that he might make thee known that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. Out of the mouth of the Lord, that man live. Here's the reading of God's holy word. Sorry, brothers and sister. It's a little bit confusing the way how I read. But here's the reading of God's holy words. And we honor it by saying
the Lord.
To the Father. So last night when God gave me, I got these words before last night, I should say. But last night I was praying when a sister texted me and asked me, am I going to be able to do devotion? And while she was texting, I was there talking to the Lord. And when I was finished, he gave me back the same scripture that I had got before one morning early this week, because that's how God works. You know, you don't know what he's going to give you. He wake you up one morning and he give you something and you don't know that he's giving you the words because he want you to deliver it a certain time. And you know, you just get up and he said read Deuteronomy and you're wondering, okay, you read it and you're wondering, Lord, is this for me? What does this mean? You know, but God know what he's doing. You know, there's always a message in the message. That's what I always say. And after I finished praying and he sent me back to Deuteronomy, and then I was there worshiping and I heard him speaking and he said, be mindful of sins. Be mindful of sins, whether great or small, because the time is coming when I will separate the good seeds from the bad. Do not get caught up in the crossfire, says the Lord. That was the word. Clearly, after I finished, it was clear. And after I read Deuteronomy, he said, I'm going to read it again because I have to write it down because I wouldn't remember. And I write it down. And he said, be mindful of sins, whether great or small, because the time is coming when I will separate the good seeds from the bad. And he said, do not get caught up in the crossfire, says the Lord. Amen. And
amen.
You know, sometimes we're here and I was there, you know, looking into myself and I was there saying, like, you know, I was just worshiping and I was saying, my God, you know, God is so frank with his word. You know, he don't go around corners like we would do to pretty up stuff. He just comes straight. He shoots straight. And when he gave us this word, it is something why he's preparing us, you know. No, because he's telling us, because when God gives us a word, he does not give us the word because he wants us to be afraid or he wants us, you know, he's giving it to us because he loves us. He's correcting us out of love, in other words. I am not a preacher. I'm trying to get this word out as much as I can, you know. He's trying to correct us, you know, so we will not be left behind, because he said, do not get caught up in the crossfire. And he said, be mindful of sins, whether great or small, because, you know, some people like to pick out sins. You know, you go to church and all they speak about sometimes, and which is good. I'm not saying it's bad. Do not commit adultery. Do not commit fornication. You know, those are the 10 commandments. It is good to preach those, but they're not telling you, you know, some little stuff. Do not tell lies. Do not speak behind your brothers and sisters' back. You know, God said, whether great or small, you know, you might think in your head, oh, these are just small sins. But to God, all sins are sins. You know, you might go out there and you have something with your brother or with your sister or even with your spouses or your children or whatever. And you might think something in your mind like, I can't stand this person. I don't like this person. Or I hate this person so much. It is a sin against your brothers and sisters. Or you go and you speak to your mother-in-law about your husband or about your wife. I'm just stating some similar stuff that I know happen, you know. And even with myself, sometimes in my mind, I say some stuff, you know. report at work about people. Like, I can't stand this person, you know? But God is telling you, be mindful of the sins, whether great or small. We have to bear in our mind that, look, we are children of the light now, and we cannot go close to the darkness. Because once you go close to the darkness, there is something in there to try to drag you in. And one little misstep you take, something just grab you in there, and you find out that you're way in a darkness, and you have to repeat, you have to start all over again to come out of it. And some people do not come out. I mean, some people don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. Some people do not come out when darkness grab them in, because the enemy know your purpose. The enemy know what the reason why God creates you. And the simple little mistake you make, he try to use it to grab you in darkness so you don't fulfill your purpose. So I think God's word tonight is saying, look, we are to be mindful. Be careful of the little stuff that we brush over our shoulder and said, oh, it's nothing. Be careful of the little stuff that we brush aside and say it's nothing. It is something. It is a way that the enemy can get to use you to do what he wants you to do, and you don't even realize the little stuff, because the enemy know. And remember, the enemy is like a snake. The Bible said he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's like a snake. He sneak up. The simple little thing you think, oh, it's nothing, he sneak up and use it against you to hold you in darkness. So God said tonight, be mindful of the sins, whether great or small. You know, because he said the time is coming. And I see it. The time is now. He's separating his good seed from the bad. And he don't want us to get crossfire. That's what he said. He don't want we to get caught up in the crossfire. So brothers and sisters, tonight, remember the words of the Lord. It comes from my mouth, but it comes from God to my ears. And then I am speaking it out of the mouth that Holy God give me. You know, with the breath that he give me, you know, instead of I use my tongue to cut someone with, I rather to spread the word of the Lord with my tongue. And I ask God, use me as a vessel. I said, God, I don't even want the free will. You know what? One night I said, God, I don't even want the free will that you give to me. Take it back. You know what God did? God don't easy though. You know what God did? God sent me into a Bible scripture, said, like he would said, I don't remember, but like the scripture would be talking about if the sacrifice that you're giving is not without blemish, it is a sin. You know, saying other words, I'm saying, God, you don't easy, you know. You're telling me that the free will that I'm giving back, you give it to me. How can I sacrifice something that you already give to me for free? Like, you give it. I'm trying to say, Lord, I'm sacrificing it. It is no sacrifice. But God can take it back if he wants. He can. So it is no sacrifice. In other words, it's like you're sacrificing something that I give to you that I can take back. And you're saying, God, I'm sacrificing the free will. I'm sacrificing it. You know, I mean, and I'm there laughing. I said, God, you know, easy, no. You give it to me. If you want to take back my free will, you can. But because you're a merciful God, you allowed me to stay with it. You know, you are merciful, so you allow me to keep the free will that you give me. But sometimes I tell him, God, I do not want the free will. I don't want it because it's causing me to sin and I don't want it. You know, it's causing me. But it's like telling God, I don't want my eyes. I don't want my arms. That is how I get it. When he sent me the scriptures, like I'm telling God, take my arms and take my eyes. I don't want to see. You know, so in other words, he's trying to say, Kadian, this that I give you is something good for you to have. You know, you can't just want to give up so easily. God, take my free will, because you don't want to work hard like everybody else. You understand? That is what I'm getting from what you said to me. And I'm there still. I said, okay, God, I understand. I will work hard. You know, I will work hard for you. I will stand for you. Doesn't matter what comes my way. I will stand for you. Even with the free will, I will stand for you. Even with the free will, I will live like I don't have a free will, even though I have a free will. You know, this is the point that I reach in life with God. Brothers and sister, I know that this is a devotion, but I am testifying a little bit because I already gave the word. And when God gave me this word, he said, says the Lord, and nothing else come with it. So I don't want to add anything else to the word of the Lord. I am just speaking from my own self now. You know, I have reached a point in my life that nothing strike my eyes in this world. Nothing. I sat down and I think about it. And sometimes when I'm praying, and the enemy's bugging my mind and I am there praying, and I said, Lord, you know my heart. It doesn't matter what the devil say to me right now. You know my heart. I said, God, you know that I have a made up heart, and nothing that the enemy bring to my attention, nothing that he tried to strike me with, I will not change, because I have seen it all and I have done it all. I am telling you, brothers and sisters, I said to someone the other day, at work, when I was around the table and they were eating. And I said, nothing strike my eyes. I've eaten it all. I've done it all. And they're looking and laughing. And I said, no, I know what I'm talking about. Like, all the meat that there is that can eat, I have had them before, but I stopped eating certain meat because it doesn't feel good in my body anymore. It's not like I'm scorning it or anything, but my body does not accept it the same way. When you are children of God, your body just do not accept certain things the same way. Your mind just do not accept certain things the same way. You understand, when you sin, you know, say you sin. It's not like one time you was in the world and you commit a sin and you're like, oh, let me just go, normal, like nothing. No, what? Because you're in Christ now, you're aware that the spirit of discernment hits you left, the spirit of discernment hits your right, the Holy Spirit prick you, prick you, prick you. What you did do? Are you mad? What are you doing? Are you crazy? I mean, God don't say that. I'm just saying that, that is how I use my Holy Spirit. Like, oh, the Holy Spirit is, oh my, I'm crazy. I can't do this, But I'm just saying, I reached the point in my life. My battery is dying. I'm sorry. I reached a point in my life now that nothing strikes me. No, nothing strikes me, because I have seen things when I close my eyes, when I'm praying. I have seen things. I have heard the voice of God clearly, like never before. I have had dreams, like never before. And I see, and I know that heaven is real, and I know that hell is real. And trust me, I said all the times, I do not want to suffer on this earth, and then after death, I go suffer somewhere else. I'm standing in the promises of God. I'm getting out of the Holy Spirit way, and I'm getting in His will, because I am telling you, brothers and sisters, and if any unsaved is among us today, I'm telling you, it is time to get it right, because I'm telling you, I have seen it. Hell is real and heaven is real, and God is on His way. And before God come, He warned us in His words, and we need to eat the words of the Bible said. In the words He said before He returned, what is going to happen? And it is going to happen, because I've seen vision, just a little glimpse God give me. It is going to happen. Let us be prepared. Let us be mindful of sins, whether great or small. Let us not get caught up in the crossfire, in the name of Jesus Christ. Over back to the moderator, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a word. My spirit is ignited within me, saints. I feel like I want to shout hallelujah to God. Thank you, Sister Cadian, for such a word. My God, it is such a fitting word for this time. My God, be mindful of sins, whether great or small. As Sister Cadian said, sometimes we think to say this sin too small. Sometimes we say, is it human that is in us? But God is saying to us tonight, saints of God, be mindful of sins, whether great or small. And so tonight, my God, she also said, do not get caught up in the crossfire. My God, thank you, Sister Katie. You said we should have a made-up heart. And it's time to get it right. We bless the Lord tonight. Can we just open our mic and just bless the Lord for just a minute? Hallelujah. You are
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you for this
Yes, Lord.
dream.
Thank you,
Glory to
Jesus.
your name,
Glory
mighty
to God.
God.
Thank you,
We
Jesus.
praise you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, because you are the
Thank you,
mighty
Jesus.
God.
Glory to you,
And
Jesus.
so
Thank
tonight, God, we
you.
come before you. you, acknowledging our sins to you, mighty God. We thank you for your woman servant. We thank you, God, for her obedience. And we thank you for your word tonight. Father God, as we receive of your word tonight, may we apply it to our hearts and our minds and our lives so that you can be glorified. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so, saints, tonight we are here to bow ourselves before the Lord. You know, David, when he was a man who was truly repentant, you know, he always acknowledged his sin and confessed them and seek forgiveness, my God. And so tonight we have gathered here to confess our sins to God through his word. My God, we are here to humble ourselves before him and to worship him and to praise him and to give him glory. My God, tonight we ask him to cleanse us from our sins, to create in us clean hearts, to wash us from all unrighteousness while we praise him and give him glory. Hallelujah. And so tonight, saints, I pray that we are all ready with our psalm. Our scriptures are in hand. And as we collectively worship the Lord in reverence and penitence, as we come before him, you know, in repentance, you know, tonight we want to acknowledge our sins and be sincerely sorrowful. Tonight, we want to experience a change of heart and seek reconciliation with God, my God. Tonight, we pray for a turning away from sin, my God, and that we turn to a life of obedience and faith. Mm-hmm. So we are going to acknowledge our sins, you know, recognizing that we have sinned and our actions have fallen short of mm-hmm. God's standard. My God. And so in penitence, my God, this is where penitence steps in. When we recognize the sin and we find out that we have fallen short of God's standard, my God, this is where penitence steps in. We became sincerely sorrowful, experiencing a feeling of regret or remorse. And so we're going to confess to God tonight. And when we confess, then we will have a change of heart. You know, and develop the desire to turn away from sin.
Hallelujah. Thank
we
you.
Bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so I'm just going to ask Sister Camille just to play that song for us while we prepare our hearts, you know, to present our scriptures to God in our own creative way. Go ahead, Sister Camille.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hold me close.
Hallelujah.
Let your love surround me. Bring me near. Draw me to your side, Lord. And as I wait, I'll rise up like an eagle and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on by the power of your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold us close tonight, Lord. We glorify God. We give him
hallelujah.
Praise. Hallelujah. My God. There's a praise on the inside, a bubble.
Hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
I
Jesus.
I worship you tonight,
hallelujah.
Lord. You are worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. All glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. So, since of God, I trust that we are all prepared tonight to present our psalm, you know, our psalm of penitence and repentance, where we confess our sins before God. And so I'll just take the first person right now. So as you are led, you can just go ahead and do your presentation. Praise God. Is that Camille, you want to go first?
Praise the name of Jesus. Good praise. Night, people of God. I bless the Lord for this.
Good night, Sister Camille.
And
good night, Sister Camille.
Praise God. Sister Camille is going to step outside of our comfort zone tonight in Jesus' name. So I ask that you listen to the words. Amen. And just allow the words, just agree to the words with me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Sorry, sister, you're not able to hear the words. I see somebody put it in the chat.
Oh, it's a little low.
Oh, not hear the word, only the music.
All right.
Only the notes.
Praise God. Thank you. Let me start again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mercy, O Lord, do not withhold from me your steadfast love, O God, my heart to enfold my sins. Surround me so much for you to see, mighty God. Yet still I come, O Lord, please rescue me. Hallelujah. Lord, cleanse my soul. Hallelujah. And make me ever pure. Wash me so So why divine, make me holy thine. You are holy, and you are ever near, mighty God, in repentance. O Lord, I come to thee, my mighty God, mercy. O Lord, do not withhold from me your steadfast love, O Lord, my heart to enfold. My sins surround me, so much for you to see. Yet still I come, O Lord, please rescue me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Trials have come, my strength is surely weak. My weary heart, Lord, that is all you see. Turn not away. O Lord, please hear my cry, Jesus, in your divine mercy. O Lord, I hide, Jesus, mercy. O Lord, do not withhold from me your steadfast love, O God, my heart to enfold. You are holy, and you are ever near, mighty God. Yet still I come, O Lord, please rescue me. My sins surround me, Lord, so much for you to see. Hallelujah. Yet still I come, O Lord, please rescue me. Yet still we come, O Lord, please rescue me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yet still, we
hallelujah.
Please rescue us tonight, Jesus, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. And tonight, as we use of our gifts and talents to worship God, to seek repentance, to bow before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Let us be reminded that while we were yet sinners, hallelujah, Christ came and died for us, that gruesome, terrible death on the cross, so that our sins may be forgiven us. Hallelujah. He came as Lord and Savior of our lives. He came to rescue the perishing and to care for the dying, and to snatch us in pity from sin and the grave. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Camille. Can we have another participant at this time, please?
Sister Sasha indicated.
Go ahead, Sister Sasha. Sister Sasha, are you hearing us? Are you hearing me, Sister Camille?
I am. Sister Sasha is raising her hand. I'm not sure. Sister Sasha? I'm not sure what's happening. She had texted that she wanted to go.
Praise God. Sister Sasha might be having some challenges, so I'll invite the other person. Praise God. Sister Nadine, are you ready?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
For a minute. Sister Yuli, I don't have no singing voice like Sister Camille just now.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read.
Please be creative.
Read and explore on it for a minute. Psalms 4 and verse 1, he said, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thus enlarge me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer." So the psalmist was calling out to the Lord to have mercy upon him and hear me when he called. So we call unto the Lord because we know we have need of him. And I love the devotional and what the word that it is to bring forth that says sin, great or small. Doesn't matter what it may be. What is seen is seen. And so tonight as we come and we look at the different scriptures, the word of God say, have mercy upon us tonight, Lord, and hear us. Because we do sin in deed and we do sin in thoughts. My goodness, we sin over every thought, but we sin about it. Yes, we do. And so as we call on the Lord and we say, have mercy upon us, yes. And when Jesus was here, he taught his disciples to pray. And he said, forgive our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us. So when we forgive others, our Father will forgive us too. And so we just have to continue to call on him and allow him. You know, don't hide anything from him. Be declared that. It says, search me, O Lord, and know my heart. You know, so once we allow him to search us and know our heart and leave it right there with him, allow him to deal with it, then indeed we will be able to pull through. And we must remember as well that we have to forgive in order to be forgiven. Because if the man thought it was that, he owed just a portion and, you know, the bigger boss would forgive him for that great portion that he owed, and he go to his friend owing just a small portion and would have bad up the man to PM me now, wishing while he was so unjust because somebody had just forgiven him for that big portion and he would not forgive somebody for a smaller portion. So indeed, whatever we do, we just want to forgive others. Doesn't matter how small it is, as the man say, we don't matter, just forgive others. And then allow the Lord to forgive us. And so tonight we just cry for his mercies. And we look in ourselves, examine ourselves. And we cry to him. And we, you know, be truthful. Be truthful to him. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. You know, and we're really sorry. Then indeed, then he will take away and wash us and cleanse us. That we will be ready when the saints go marching in. God bless you, Sister Yuli. That's my take.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Nadine. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Praise God. Brother Scott, you were gonna take the floor.
Yes, my sister. It will I intended to.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Yes, I'm as Sister Camille said, I'm coming out of my comfort zone tonight, but amen. Yo, Lordy, you're not coming to do road. Yo, my youth, you see me not feel vibes tonight, you know. You want to see, yesterday me go to church and preach a man, preach a thing, and he come like a meme, I talk to you, see me. So me not feel for left out and on the road tonight, you know. Just feel for just chill. My youth, come on, man, make you go on, make you go beat the road and come talk about scatting. A hot thing come up from Westmoreland, you know. Yeah, man. Come go draw it, man, and see how it feel. Yeah, man. You don't know. My youth, you want to see, man, do something. Tell me everything I'm ever doing in my life, you know, man. Make some prophecy for me and some things. And why me not feel good, you know? Me just feel condemned, you see me? Yeah, man. Me condemned, man. Speak some things, man. I come like a right at me, man. I talk. Every talk, man, talk. Come like something on me. Something I may move, you know. So we just want to explore what go on in my youth. Me no feel for doing our road tonight, yeah. You see me? Yeah, man, look at vibes not right, my youth. When the man talk, he come like a gospel. You know, something move inside of me and me no feel the same again since me hear them word, you know. We just feel and we just want to feel the type of hype when we see the people in the church up. You know, people, I'm a praise God and the people, them look different, you know. Me want to feel them the way they my youth, you know. Me no want, you know, the world thing again, you see me? Yeah, man, because the way me see people, I move me at my youth. Me just want to feel some of them, the joy in my soul. You know, me no want, after I do the same thing over and over again, you see me? Because peace, sadness, I reach me my youth, and I say, what happened to that day? Eh? Me I show the vibes and them thing there. Since me go church yesterday, man, me feel different, my youth. Me I tell you last night, the joy when I me I'll draw for two psalms, you see me? Yeah, man, me draw for two psalms, my youth. Me want when me I come to church next, go to church next week, me want you come in, you know, Father. Because good thing I go on down there, you know, my youth. Yeah, man, me feel different, man. I tell you, boy, last night, wake up in the night, the man, I come like, me draw for your psalm, man. Look like me and just touch a psalm, and I don't remember where come, youth, but let me look on the background of it. It's a powerful psalm, you know. Let me read a part for you before you leave my youth, because a big things, you know. A big things. Yeah, man, yeah, where it say my youth. Yeah, where it say. Yeah. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities. And cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned, and have done evil in thy sight, my Lord, that thou mightest be justified when thou judgest, thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inner part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which were broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. I youth. You know, you get the power come from my youth. Yo, my Lord. Can't be the same again, my youth. From hear them word, be the same again. And the joy when we see what go on up a church there. A different vibes are going, my youth. So from now on, my youth. You know, may I just go on. Serve God. Keep commandment because there's a difference in my youth. Amen. Bless the Lord, saints.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Search me, O God, and know my heart.
today. Try me, O Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked ways in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Praise God. God bless you, brothers.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
And you know, the psalmist, as he spoke, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Then will I be able to teach transgressors, hallelujah, thy ways, and sinners will be converted unto you. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Scott. Praise God. And so I'm just going to invite the next person who is ready just to go ahead. Okay.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Sister Sasha.
Night, Sister Sasha.
I'm having the flu. Please bear with me. The scripture is Psalm 6. Do I have to read the scripture, Sister Camille, before I get into the item, or...
Presences, be creative. Go as you are led.
All right, sis, thank you. Jesus, this flow, my God. Oh Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me away in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eyes is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. For the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed. This is the word of the Lord. Frustrated and cast down, I came to the Lord. Needed an answer to my problems, which only He could provide. I didn't know what else to do. I didn't know where else to turn. And being Jehovah Jireh, my provider, He came through just in time. And even though He was angry, He didn't chase me away. And being the Lord of my life, He just stepped in right in on time. But Jesus, you heard me out of the valley here below. And Jesus, you heard me and rescued me from my foes. You lifted and anointed spread a table in their midst. Goodness and mercy shall follow me always. There came a time when my faith was being tested, and I realized I had to flee from all sin. I didn't know what else to do. I didn't know where else to turn. And it being Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you came through just in time. And even though my soul was vexed, and even though I was weak, you forgave me, Lord, and extend your mercy, and came through just in time. But Jesus, you heard me out of the valley here below. And Jesus, you heard me and rescued me from a foe. You lifted and anointed my head, spread a table in their midst. Goodness and mercy shall follow me always. But Jesus, you heard me out of the valley here below. But Jesus, you heard me and rescued me from my foes. You lifted and anointed my head, spread a table in their midst. Goodness and mercy shall follow me always. So I beg you to depart from iniquity and see who the Lord is. He'll deliver you from enemies, enemies. He heard me out of the valley here below. And Jesus, you heard me and rescued me from a foe. You lifted and anointed my head, spread a table in their midst. And goodness and mercy shall follow you always. May goodness and mercy follow you always. This wasn't the best singing because I'm having the flu. I apologize. God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Sasha. Goodness and mercy shall follow us always. You know, he deliver us from iniquity and out of the valley below. We cry unto him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister Kenesha, are you ready?
Ah, good evening, woman of God. Good evening, saints. Far from ready, but I'm ready to go. I'm going to go ahead.
You're ready in Jesus' name, Sister Kenesha.
Yes, yes. So just like Sister Camille, you know, it's good to have like-minded persons in your life. All right, so I'm going to be doing a dub of Psalm 130. Let me try to put this as close as possible, so I hope you can hear both. Out of the depths of my cry, I cried unto thee, O Lord. cried unto thee, I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be fair. For there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be fair. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in his word do I hope. I hope in his words. And in his words do I hope. I hope in his words. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, hope in the Lord, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy. Oh, with the Lord there is mercy. And with him is plenteous redemption. Redemption, redemption. Oh, with him is plenteous redemption. Redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities, and he shall redeem each of us from all our iniquities. Hope in the Lord. Let us hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. Let us hope in the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hope in the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Chantal, praise God. Hope in the Lord, saints of God. Go ahead, Sister Chantal.
Good night, everyone. I'm going to try to sing too. All right. Right, Lauren. My sins have gone over my head. My guilt overwhelms me instead. I've done wrong, my wounds stink and fester. So please forgive me, my Savior. I'll go again. My sins have gone over my head. My guilt overwhelms me instead. I've done wrong, my wounds stink and fester. So please forgive me, my Savior. Oh Lord, don't forsake me. Oh my God, be not far from me. Make haste, I pray, please help me. Oh Lord, you're my salvation. Oh Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger. Or discipline me in your wrath. I confess all my iniquities. I am sorry for my sin. So, Lord, don't forsake me. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, be not far from me. Make haste, I pray. Please help me. Oh Lord, you're my salvation. 'Cause I can't live without you. Don't wanna go without you. Forgive me, I pray today. 'Cause I can't live without you. Don't wanna go without you. Forgive me, I pray today. Oh Lord, don't forsake me. Hallelujah. Oh my God, be not far from me. Make haste, I pray. Please help me. Oh Lord, you're my salvation. Lord, don't forsake me. Oh my God, be not far from me. Make haste, I pray. Please help me. Oh Lord, you're my salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Sister Chantel. Oh Lord, you're our salvation. Sister Chantel, can you tell us your psalm? Thank you. That was Psalm 38. Thank you. Sister Nadine did Psalm 4, and Brother Scott, I know, did Psalm 51. Praise God. Go ahead, Sister Terry. God bless you.
Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. My psalm is Psalm 6, and I am reading. I'm going to sing a song from verses 1 to 5. Help me, Jesus. Each time I sing this song, I sing it in a different way. But I sing in Jesus' name. Praise God. Please remember me, O Lord. Rebuke me not, don't forget about me. Have mercy, for I'm weak. Have mercy, for I'm weak. I am so weak. So weak. So weak. Hallelujah. Please remember me, O Lord. Rebuke me not, don't forget about me. Have mercy, for I'm weak. Have mercy, for I'm weak. I am so weak. So your grace is what I seek. Is what I seek. Hallelujah. Deliver my soul, oh God. Deliver my soul, holy God. 'Cause you are so merciful. Oh Lord, you're so grateful. I can't remember you in the grave. Lord, you're mighty to save. Hallelujah. Have mercy, for I'm weak. Have mercy.
answer, for I'm weak. I humbly ask you to forgive me, Lord. Remember me, O God. Hallelujah. I said, please remember me, O God. Rebuke me not. Don't forget about me. Lord, have mercy, for I'm weak. Have mercy, Lord, I'm weak. Sometimes I'm weak, Lord. I'm so weak. Your grace is what I seek. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy, cause I'm weak. Have mercy, cause I'm weak. I'm humbled in your presence, Lord. I humble myself at your feet. Have mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, for I'm weak. Have mercy, for I'm weak. I humbly ask you to forgive me. Remember me, O Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have mercy, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Can we release our mic and say, have mercy, Lord?
Hallelujah.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
Have mercy, O God.
Have mercy on us, Jesus.
I am weak, mighty God, but you are strong.
Hallelujah. Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy, mighty God, of God's gift.
Have
mercy.
Have mercy,
mighty
God,
of God's gift. Have mercy, God, to lead and
hallelujah, we are
weak. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank
remember
you,
us,
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember
have
us,
mercy,
Lord.
Mighty
have
God.
Mercy,
Lord. Mercy,
we are weak.
Mercy, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Terry. And so I'll just go ahead and do mine. No, praise the Lord. Praise God. So my reading comes from Psalm 143. Me cry out to you, Lord. Me soul a reach out to you. Hear me prayer. Hear me a call out to you in truth. In your faithfulness, answer me, God. And in your righteousness too. Me are your servant, you know, God. No, make me go down in a judgment. Cause in a few sight, nobody, none of we can be declared righteous. The enemy, God, want take me down. He push me down a dirty. He make darkness cover me like a the people them were dead long time. My God. Cause of the oppression of the enemy, my spirit weak out, come in like I can't turn up against him. My heart frayed bad, so me I cry out to you, today, Jesus, my only deliverer and savior. Have mercy upon me, me a one sinner, one nobody, a worm. A reproach of men, but you are for me only hope and see you are my defense, God. Me remember past days, Jesus, when me think hard upon all of your work where you do, how you stretch out the heavens like a curtain, spread them out like a tent for we live in a my God, Psalm 19, give a full rundown about your wonderful work, Ayohan. Sometimes it take me over my mind and carry me in an awesome wonder. May I lift up my hand them to you. Me yard a praise you and to the two. Today, God, my soul thirsty for you. Look at the land them we dry up and parch. You see like how the deer them want to reach at the water brook as some soul. Hallelujah. Long after you. Hear me right now, Lord. Today, this your minute. Cause my spirit a feel. No bother hide your fears from me. Or else you see the people them will go down in the pit. And so me I go end up too. Put me at the place where me can hear you loving kindness and morning time. Cause me trust you, you know. Make me know where fi go and where fi no go. Cause me surrender my soul to you. Me no draw back nothing from you. Me give you everything. Me run to you for you hide me from the enemy and him traps and snare and him plan for you hold me down in a sin. Make me know how fi do you will. For you are fi me, God. Your spirit is good, you know. Hold me hand and carry me into the land of uprightness. Hallelujah! Jesus! Righteousness of what you want from me. Revive me, restore my life. Make me alive in you. Take my soul out of trouble and make me righteous in your sight. Me I plead to you. Move the enemy or anything we want to destroy my soul. Me I plead to you in my God, in your compassion and kindness, forgive me sins, cause me are your servant. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
glory
you.
Glory to God, Jesus. We bless your name, mighty God. We
hallelujah, pray.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mighty God,
Jesus.
Thank
Jesus. Hallelujah. You word.
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Mighty God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Worship
hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Sister,
go ahead and
Lord,
play
Lord,
that
Lord.
Song.
Yeah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Jesus. Mighty God. Jesus, forgive us, Lord. Find us, set up all, set up on
now.
In the presence of the Lord, I've been free, delivered, and in your presence, Lord,
I've found joy,
grace, and favor. forgiven.
Forgiven. No more chains.
My past.
My past.
It's over.
It's over.
Say right.
I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be or to the place that I used to be before God's presence came and changed me. And I thank him for that change, because I've been changed, freed, delivered. And I just want to worship him tonight. I want to glorify his name. I want to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I exalt you, Jesus. I worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Do we have another participant ready? You prepare, if you have prepared, man. Nobody go back with you. Just present. Let us worship the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. And so if we have exhausted, hallelujah. If there is no one else, is there anybody else? Sister Camille, play us something while they decide. If not, we'll just move on. Did you get that, Sister Cam?
Everything in us. And I pray that tonight you wouldn't be going to commit this into his hands. Above the singing, God, above the music, above the songs, let your name be lifted high, Jesus. Let your name be honored, God. And we commit all that we are to you, God, everything that we do, and we reach towards you, Jesus.
Desperate for you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God is indeed a good God. You know, we thank him for his awesome presence that is here with us tonight. And so I'm just going to ask one more time if there's anybody else who wants to share. You can do so now. Hallelujah. So we surrender everything to God tonight, withholding nothing. We will be praying. But before we pray, we all will be praying. You know, thanking God, seeking his face, you know, surrendering our all to him. You know, ask him to cleanse us, wash us, consecrate us, make us his righteousness. But before we go into that prayer, I see Prophet Sage. He's here with us tonight. I would like for him, I would invite him now to just bring us greetings. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. God bless you, women and men of God.
Praise God.
Greetings to you from Zambia. And I pray that everyone is well and fine. May the good Lord be with each and every one of us as we are worshiping and praising God. Amen. Bless you, women of God.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. May he engulf you in his presence. Praise the Lord. And so we give God thanks for an awesome experience in his presence tonight. We thank him that indeed his presence is here with us. And we continue to make our confession before him. You know, seek his forgiveness. Ask him to wash us, cleanse us, purify us. You know, the songman said, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? My God, ponder on that question tonight. You know, he said to his servant in Revelation, there was a big throng of people clad in white. And so his servant said to him, who are those people? He said, those who are they who have had their robe washed in the blood of the Lamb. My God, are we numbered among those few tonight, among those people tonight? Hallelujah. A happy, holy band singing hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give him glory. And so at this time, every heart is requested to pray pour out before the Lord your Maker and ask Him to fill our hearts, to fill us with His Holy Spirit, to fill us with His presence. Fill us, hallelujah, my God. He's a God of unlimited resources tonight. So whatever we need, He will supply. And tonight we seek salvation. Praise God. So let us all go to God in prayer.
Praise Elder God. Edward.
Go ahead, Sister Marva.
I don't want to interfere, but as being led by the Holy Spirit tonight, yeah, I would love to read a psalm before we all pray. Okay, and it is ahead. A psalm. It is a psalm when David was falsely accused, and so he goes to God to examine and to prove him. And it is Psalms 26. And it reads, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide." He said, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their
Samava. Whoa. Seems she has been disconnected. Is Samava, are you hearing us? Whoa. Sorry about that. Thank you, Jesus. So sorry about that, Sister Marva. Let us go to God in prayer at this time. Prayer of consecration. Let us consecrate ourselves before the Lord. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. Restore unto me, Jesus, the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a free spirit. O God Almighty, tonight, Lord, I am just a pilgrim. O God Almighty, I come before you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you will purify my heart. Make it ever new, God. I pray you will consecrate me, God. Wash me thoroughly from my sins. Wash me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Purge me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Oh, God, I thank you that you are the God who heals, forgives, and delivers. That solid ground, that firm. And which we
stand.
Oh God, cleanse me tonight, Jesus. Cleanse me, wash me, make me whole, Almighty God. Jesus, Jesus, I surrender all to you. I surrender, Jesus, withholding nothing from you, Mighty God. I surrender my all to you. So, Lord, I give you my heart tonight. I give you my soul. I live for you alone with every breath that we take, God. Every moment, God, that we are awake, you just have your way in us, mighty God.
For the glory.
Fill us up, Lord. Fill us,
Almighty.
Fill us, Almighty God. Oh God, we know that the enemy is like a raging and a roaring lion, God. We know, mighty God, that he's full of temptation. Oh God, he tempted Jesus. Oh God Almighty. So we know, God, that he will not be afraid to tempt us. But God, remind us of your word that tell us to yield not to temptation. You remind us, God, that yielding to Satan's plan is sin. Oh God, tonight, God, we pray for a firm heart in you.
Righteousness
is what you want from us. Righteousness is what you need. Almighty God. And so tonight, Lord, we thank you that you're our Savior. We thank you tonight, God, that you left the splendor of heaven, knowing that your destiny, God, was to come and die, that go to that place, Golgotha, mighty God, to be nailed on a cross. Oh God Almighty, so that sinners like me can be saved. Oh God, you are that reigning King. You are that great Savior. And so God, I surrender my life to you tonight. Mighty God, I pray that you breathe upon the platform tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will touch some heart. You will, oh God, renew some spirit aright in you, mighty God. As I thank you tonight that you're our God and our Savior. Mighty God, the unsaved among us tonight, my God, may they surrender to you, submitting their lives unto you. Oh God, I know, Lord, that you're knocking at their heart's door. You're saying, may I come in, God. You're saying, may I come in. So God, may they open their hearts and let you in tonight. Thank you, Almighty God, that your Holy Spirit is with us and will keep us. Thank you, God, that you heal, you forgive, and you set free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so tonight, saints, I just want to assure you that Psalms 32 and verse 1 says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. This emphasizes the joy and freedom found in confessing our sins to God and receiving forgiveness. It is the blessings of God's mercy and guidance. My God, sin, saints of God, consists of guilt, burden, shame. It is a heavy weight upon one's shoulder. Forgiveness, my God, is the total opposite. It is the removal of this guilt, this burden, this shame, and this weight. But in order for it to be lifted, we have to confess, repent in penitence before God. God bless you. I'll now turn over to Sister Camille.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. We bless the Lord, saints of God, for tonight. We want to thank, you know, the divine nature of God and acknowledge his presence. You know, he has been here with us, and truly my soul is blessed. You know, I love the solemnness of tonight's worship. You know, just going before the Lord. You know, when you go before the Lord, you can't open your face. You have to recognize your place and just go in humble submission to him. And that was reflected tonight. So I can say to God, be the glory. We're getting ready to close. But before we close, we want to lift up Sister Chantel and her family in prayer, because they have lost, you know, a loved one. Sister Chantel has lost her grandmother, you know, and her mom sometimes is online with us. Her aunt is sometimes online with us. And we just want to bear up the family. We know it's not easy losing a loved one, but we want to bear them up in our prayers and let them know that we are here for them to offer an encouraging word. You know, if it's even to send a virtual hug to them, just so that they know that they are in our thoughts. Amen. Amen, saints of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. And so we're just going to, as you are led, I just ask you to open your microphone and let us pray for this family, the Givens family. So it's also resting in my spirit that we pray for the members who of the ministry who are not online tonight. We want to lift up Sister Radian in our prayers. She's not online, but we're just going to lift her up before the Lord, that whatever is happening, the Lord will intervene. Amen. Just pray as the Spirit of God leads you. So we're praying for the Givens family and the Givens family. That's the same Sister Chantel, Sister Terry. Is the same Sister Chantel and family. That's the Givens family that we're praying for. So we're lifting them up, and we're lifting up Sister Radian and all the other members of the ministry who are not online. Amen. Pray as you are led. Open your microphone and let us lift them up.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I hope it's built.
Hallelujah. Yes, mighty God. I lift Sister Chantel family before you this time. Glory, mighty God, for our souls. Glory, mighty God, for our comfort. Glory, mighty God,
for our souls.
Yes, mighty God, will be our portion at this time to bring comfort, to bring our relief, mighty God. Yes, mighty God, to bring direction to the family as they bereaved, mighty God. Yes, mighty God, we know how it is to lose a loved one.
But
we pray, mighty God. God. Yes, Lord, I pray, mighty God, that you will make the various provisions for them financially. In the name of Jesus, I pray this time the family will come together. Yes, mighty God, as they go in their planning. Yes, Lord, that you will be here for them. Yes, Lord, God, I pray that they will not lack anything. They will not need anything, mighty God.
God Almighty, I pray you
to you, which is the glory.
You are there
in the name of Jesus, I pray, God,
I pray for the
that
children
you will
this time,
them. Yes, mighty God.
Remind them, God, that you sow the
sorrow, God, and
you drive away every fear.
To number their
doings,
yes, mighty God, and to wisdom in the name of Jesus. I bless you and thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in the family at this time, Lord, as you have called for my grandfather to be a the Lord of grace. And thank you, mighty God, that you have
brought
to glory even now. God, yes, Lord, I bless your holy name. You are worthy, you are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. Thank you, mighty God, for your presence here with us tonight. Yes, mighty God, I thank you for the way you have edified the body of Christ. Yes, Lord, God, the way you have strengthened us through your word, mighty God, for your dwell with us in that special way. Hallelujah. Fellowship with the brethren. Yes, Lord, your servant David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper for the house of the Lord than to dwell in the house of wickedness. Here we are tonight, mighty God, to place at your table. We thank you, Lord God, for the fellowship of the Spirit. Yes, mighty God, we thank you, Lord, that you have come through for us in such a very special way. Yes, Lord God, yes, mighty God, I pray, God, that you will be able to deliver us, whatever it is, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. And as we get ready to close tonight, saints of God, hallelujah. I'm going to open the floor right now for anyone who has any testimonies or any final words that you want to share with us tonight. I open the floor and I give you that opportunity now in Jesus' name. Praise God. Any testimonies? Any last words?
Yes, money.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Brother McNeil. Good night.
Yeah, man. Good,
good night.
Night,
my brother. Bless the Lord.
Yeah, man. Bless the Lord, man. Yeah, I've been listening, man. My wife always have the phone and speaker, so I'm going to listen from time to time. Sometimes, you know, I'm in a day or what. When she do, you know, open the speaker, I listen. And they really receive it, you know, everything that you all have been saying about God. Hey, man, we receive it, man. So I also want to tell you guys to continue doing it. The more you do it, the more it encourages me to stay with God and to believe in God, you know, even through troubles and trials and tribulation, you know, because the more faith you have is the more faith you give me to believe. And even my wife, she's a strong believer. I am a believer, you know, but sometimes, you know, you feel downhearted or you feel a little bit discouraged, but because you have somebody who is always there, you know, pushing you and encouraging you, you find yourself that you won't give up easily and you will try to grow. So I'm just encouraging you all to continue doing it. And I wish and I hope and I pray that the group will grow. So, you know, bring more people to really believe and listen. And so hear the encouragement and receive the blessings that you guys have been doing. So big up, man, and God bless you all. All right.
Bless
God. God bless you.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. God. Bless the Lord, Brother McNeil. So good to hear your voice, man. To God be the glory. You know, you have Brother Scott here, and I give God thanks for you, my brother. And, you know, yes, you are such a blessing. And you're so blessed to be surrounded with a wealth of knowledge about Christendom. So be strengthened, my brother. It's strength. We are here for each other, you know, and it's a good thing to trust in the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. God bless you, Brother McNeil. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing. We pray the blessing of the Lord over you and over your family. And as Deacon Scott would share, you know, just continue to listening. Continue to surrender your heart to the Lord. And don't worry. You continue to believe, the faith will continue to grow from strength to strength. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. It's so good to hear you, Mr. McNeil. It's really, really good. My heart is really happy and rejoicing. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody else who
Me.
Wants? Go ahead, Sister Desreen.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
So I know I came into the group and I prayed and I asked for prayer and I prayed that I wanted a full-time job, and I'm here to testify that I've got a full-time job with benefits and all. So I just want to big up God and big up you guys for helping me on my journey. I keep praying and I, you know, like you guys prayed for me, and I just want to, you know, share the good news. I want to come back and testify and let you guys know, like, hey, I've received the joy from God, and it has been, you know, a really good journey. And, you know, because sometimes we ask God for things and then we get it and it's like, okay, all right, me get it, thanks, so you move on. But I want to come and I want to make it clear that, guys, our prayers, your prayers, my prayer, all of our prayers are working. And I just want to pick up God in at this moment, because this is not even about me. This is not, I don't deserve the praise. This is all about God. And I just want to pick up God. And I just want to continue walking his purpose and continue doing what you guys are doing, as Brother Scott said. Like, I appreciate it, and I want to continue walking the journey.
Bless the name.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Sister Desiree. And we give all glory unto Almighty God. We thank him for showing up in this situation, and we celebrate Jesus with you, my sister. I just want to publicly declare too that Sister Desiree is a new convert, and she recently, as recent as yesterday or last night, she accepted, you know, Jesus as her personal Lord and Savior, and she made that commitment through prayer last night. And so we just want to bless the Lord, and we would have welcomed you to the ministry already, Sister Desiree, and we want to welcome you again. We want you to know that we are happy that you made this decision, and you know, we're going to be there for you as much as we possibly can. We bless the Lord for your salvation. We want to remember that name, people of God, Sister Desiree. And when you pray for her, you know, that God will continue to strengthen her on this journey. You know, when we just start something new and we had persons praying for us, bearing us up in prayer, let us return that favor now to Sister Desiree. Sister Shanique also has newly recommitted her life to the Lord, and we want to lift her up in our prayers as well. We bless the Lord for you both. We bless the Lord for all of you. Oh, whether you're new or a long time you serve God, once you're on this ministry, I am grateful for you. We are grateful for you. The Lord bless you. And as we close, any final testimonies?
Good evening, Sizzler Williamson. I just want to say I was invited. This is my first time coming. Well, I came on once, but I didn't stay. But I stayed the entire time tonight. I was invited by Brother Scott, Deacon Scott, and Sister Ava. And I am familiar with your face, Sister Camille. And it's a pleasure to be here, a blessing to be here. I like the skits. I like the different ways of learning the Psalms. It was pretty interesting. And I'm here, you know, growing, transforming. And it's a pleasure to be here.
Praise thank you, God.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
It's a pleasure having you here, my sister. Welcome. We bless the Lord for you, Sister Lyria. And
thank you.
My soul is blessed tonight because you are on.
Well, thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Deacon Scott, Sister Ava, for inviting her. People have gotten here. I hope to invite somebody next week. You hear?
Yes. stick up in there, Sister Camille. We also have Sister Erica from Jamaica. That is viewing, watching with us tonight, Sister Erica. You know, we welcome her. Yes, and Sister Dorothy Bright as well. Sister Bright, we welcome her. Yes, I think Sister Bright's first time and Sister Erica's first time as well.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, Deacon. God bless you. Welcome to each of you who, this is their first time, Sister Lyria, Sister Bright. All the names that Deacon Scott call, I reiterate it, you know, and it's our pleasure to have you on worshiping with us. I see that Sister Bright was here last week. I think she was in the register for last week. So yes, it's probably her second time, and we're so grateful. We're so grateful. I see Brother Peter is here. It's good to have you on with us, man of God. God bless you. God bless you. You want to open the microphone and just say, bless the Lord? Praise God. All right.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. God bless you.
God bless you, Lord. We thank the Lord for what he is doing. It's a pleasure to be here. It feels so good to look and to see what is going on. I'm very happy to be here, and I'm giving God thanks.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All right. God bless you, Brother Peter. For those of you who don't know, which is most of you, Brother Peter is my father. So we bless the Lord for you. Praise God. Prophet.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Welcome, Brother Peter, to have you.
Blessings to you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Prophet Sage, is also good to have you. I see a phone, Aldith. It's good to have you, my sister.
It's good to be here too.
Praise God. I feel like I'm going a little bit too fast. So Prophet Sage, it's good to have you, man of God.
No, it's good. It's good to be here as well, and I'm thankful for being invited and being a part of today's prayer. It was amazing, and I just want to congratulate our new convent. Say happy birthday, to our new convent. Happy birthday, like a little baby. Want you to know that the journey is not all sweet and all that. We are going to have problems, hiccups here and there, but that's why you have everybody in this group, everybody, including me, everybody that is here, everybody that you feel free to. It's good as a newborn baby. The Bible says iron sharpeneth iron. So now you have been turned into the greatest iron on earth. So you need to find somebody that will sharpen you. When every time that you cannot function well, find somebody that will help you. Happy birthday once again to those that are newly converted. Happy birthday, women of God. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you, man of God. God bless you. All right, Sister Hutchinson, Sister Aldith, it's good to have you. Sister Tally, it's good to have you online with us. Sister Carly and Suarez, it's good to have you with us. Sister Chanel. Sister Barnett, all of you, God bless you. And again, the final call. Is there anyone who wants to share anything before I pronounce a benediction upon us? Bless the Lord. And so the Lord bless you tonight, everyone, and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Shalom. God bless you. Greet somebody as you go. Sister Radian, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, everybody.
God bless everyone.
Thank God you. Bless.
God bless you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, saints. Bless the Lord, Sister Radian. Bless the Lord, Sister Camille. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, Brother Edwards. Scott.
Yes, Sister Edwards, God be the glory. Amen. Everyone, have a good night. Amen.
Blessings to you all. Blessings to you all.
Sister Cadian, God bless you, my sister.
Thank you, Sister Cadian. Thanks again.
God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Latoya.
Sister Lacey. God bless you, Sister Tomo. Sister Nicola.
God bless you.
Blessings.
Bless you, Sister Desiree and Sister Eva. God bless you, my sister.
Blessings to you, Sister Camille.
Yeah.
Bless you, God. Sister Terry. God
bless you,
you,
Sister Terry and Brother Kumar.
Bless the Kumar. Amen. Praise God.
Bless you, sister. God bless you, Katie.
Olivia. God bless you, sis. Sister Marva.
Sister Katie, God bless you.
Sister Mervin. God bless the know.
Blessing,
Sister Lem.
Praise God.
Sister Karine.
Yes.
Elder Edward.
Blessings.
Sister Valerie.
Bless you, Brother
Valerie.
Scott.
God bless you.
Sister Ava, Sister Lyria. Bless you.
Thanks for inviting me, Sister Ava.
Blessing to you.
Blessing to you, Sister Lyria.
Sister Katie. So it's nice to see you.
Sister Katie. Sister Terry.
Oh, my phone.
God bless you, Mama Valerie. It's good to have you on with us. God bless you.
Blessings.
God bless you.
This thing is giving me so much trouble.
People of God. God bless you. Good night, Sister Camille. Good night, Sister Terry. God bless you.
Good night, Sister Terry.
Good night, Sister Lyria.
Bless you all.
Bless you.